this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. The release of the results of I-STEP tests taken by Indiana students this spring is being delayed further. State School Superintendent Glenda Ritz now says the results will be sent to schools and parents around September 9th. Those results have been delayed by investigations into online testing glitches. An independent study found the online testing had no measurable negative impact on scores. Ritz has added an office of the Department of Education staffed by state officials who do almost nothing but site visits to struggling schools. As State Impact Indiana's Kyle Stokes reports, Ritz discussed the changes at a launch event for the new outreach division last night in Evansville.
By the end of his time in office, former State Superintendent Tony Bennett had five staff members who spent 4 days a week doing nothing but site visits to about 60 schools across the state, schools with low test scores and high numbers of at-risk kids. Glenda Ritz has added staffers for these visits. There are now 13 outreach coordinators, and she wants them visiting at least 300 schools, helping with technology, training, grants, and community partnerships.
It's very important to have relationships built and to know your schools, to know their school improvement plans forwards and backwards, to be able to know what types of supports are already in place and which ones we need to add to.
During his time in office, Bennett was known to drive a hard bargain when it came to turning around a struggling school or district. But even some local school officials praised the sense of urgency he brought to turning around failing schools. But Ritz has said she wants state officials working with struggling schools earlier and more often, making actions like a state takeover of a school more of a last resort. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.
Suspended IMPD officer David Bizzard goes back to court today in connection with a drunk driving case. Another Indianapolis police officer was arrested for drunk driving last weekend. IMPD has dealt with a number of these cases in recent years. WFYI's Sam Clement reports on the link between high-stress jobs and drinking and drug abuse.
Former Indianapolis police officer David Bizzard grabbed statewide attention in 2010 after he was charged with drunk driving and reckless homicide, and he was arrested for drinking and driving again this year. Saturday, off-duty IMPD officer Gregory Scott was stopped for a DUI in Johnson County. Fairbanks Addiction Treatment Center Assistant Director of Adult Services Tobin Linton says those working in high-stress jobs, such as the police force, sometimes use drugs and alcohol as a coping mechanism.
There are mental health conditions, post-traumatic stress disorder, other anxiety-type disorders that individuals honestly get relief from those symptoms, nervousness, anxiety, by using alcohol and drugs.
He says a strong support system and keeping busy help alleviate the stress.
If someone has a sunny disposition, so to speak, or if someone has a large network of supportive individuals in their lives, or they're active in lots of different hobbies that allow them to be healthy and look at the world and take breaks from stress, they're going to be more successful at managing those everyday in and out stressful activities.
For WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.
The public is being asked to take part in an online survey to determine how prepared we are for an emergency. WFYI's Jill Sheridan has more.
A 10-minute online survey could help state officials determine where Hoosiers need to improve in the worst-case scenario. The Indiana Department of Homeland Security is urging residents to complete a questionnaire posted at in.gov/DHS. The last time the Citizens Preparedness Survey was completed, the agency was able to determine that people living in rural areas were more equipped to deal with an emergency or disaster than those living in urban areas. The request comes ahead of September, which is National Preparedness Month. Officials say simple steps like creating a kit and having a plan can make a big difference. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
WFYI weather through Friday, mostly sunny. Today's high 93, highs tomorrow and Friday near 90. Right now, 76 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thanks very much. It is 7:35 now at 90.